Syracuse Common Counselors are considering legislation that would prohibit businesses from asking prospective job applicants about their history of criminal convictions early on in the hiring process. WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports it's a concept meant to stop discrimination against potential employees with a criminal record.
The legislation, championed by the Center for Community Alternatives in Syracuse, would fine employers if they ask a job applicant if they've been convicted of a crime. This would be on a job application or while they're being interviewed. Center co-director Alan Rosenthal says this simply defers the question of criminal history to later in the hiring process, which can be key for someone trying to get a job.
You're considered on your merits at the point where an employer has decided, geez, you're really the best qualified. At that point, they're certainly welcome to do any background check they want.
Center State CEO President Rob Simpson, though, believes legislation like this will add more paperwork to the hiring process, thus making the city less desirable as a business destination.
I worry about our ability to attract business. You think about a company who could be in DeWitt or who could be in the city of Syracuse. They're faced with restrictions like this. It's just one more obstacle to trying to grow business in the city.
Mayor Stephanie Miner's reviewing the legislation. A spokesman says her concern was there wasn't enough opportunity for public comment on the proposal, which was put on the Common Council agenda this week. Lawmakers have agreed to hold a committee meeting to further discuss what's called the Ban the Box legislation. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.